Temperature. The temperature of a body of water influences its overall quality. Water temperatures outside the normal range for a stream or river can cause harm to the aquatic organisms that live there. It is for this reason that the change in the temperature of water over a section of a stream is measured, not just the temperature at one location. If the water temperature changes by even a few degrees over a 1 mile stretch of the stream, it could indicate a source of thermal pollution. Thermal pollution caused by human activities is one factor that can affect water temperature. Many industries use river water in their processes. The water is treated before it is returned to the river, but it is warmer than it was before. Runoff entering a stream from parking lots and rooftops is often warmer than the stream, and it will increase its overall temperature. Shade is very important to the health of a stream because of the warming influences of direct sunlight. Some human activities may remove shade trees from the area, which will allow more sunlight to reach the water, causing the water temperature to rise. Now off to the right-hand side in the box, it shows you some factors that affect water temperature. Up at the top on the right-hand side, air temperature, the amount of shade, soil erosion, increasing turbidity. Remember, turbidity is the cloudiness of the water. So if erosion happens and soil and sediment rush into the water, then that could make it more cloudy or turbid. Thermal pollution from human activities, and we just read about that. That is the thermal means heat. So that is pollution from industries that we just talked about that may dump water that is warmer into a body of water close by, and that could affect the temperature. And then confluence of streams is another factor, and confluence has to do with the movement of streams coming together. All right, then down by at the bottom, it says another factor that may affect water temperature is the temperature of the air above the water. The extent of its influence, how much it influences the change in the water temperature in the water, has a great deal to do with the depth of the water. For example, a shallow stream is more susceptible to changes in temperature than a deep river would be. So obviously, the shallower the water is, the more the air temperature up above and the heat from the sun can penetrate and cause the change in temperature of the water, if it's shallower water, not as deep. While many factors can contribute to the warming of surface water, few cause it to be cooled. One way water can be cooled is by cold air temperatures. A second natural method of cooling a river or lake comes from the introduction of colder water from a tributary or a spring. So that colder water added from another smaller stream into a larger stream, coming from a spring, for example, or coming from a mountain where there's colder water, that could affect the cooling of a river or a pond also. So again, off to the right, it talks about effects of water temperature. In other words, how would that change the living things that live in the water, or how could it change other things in the water? So some effects of water temperature, if the water temperature would change, it could affect the amount of dissolved oxygen that dissolves in the water, which we talked about. The warmer the water, the less dissolved oxygen wants to stay dissolved. If it's colder water, more dissolved oxygen will want to stay in the water. It could also affect the rate of plant growth. If the water is colder, plants will not grow as well. It could also affect the metabolic rate of organisms. Metabolic rate means the cellular changes in that organism. For example, if you increase your body temperature by exercising, for example, then your metabolic rate goes faster. So an increase in temperature of the water could cause those organisms' temperature and their all of their metabolic rates to go faster. And lastly, the other effect of water temperature could be resistance in organisms, and that means how well it can adapt to maybe disease that might could affect it. They could possibly get diseased more easily if their temperature changes because of water temperature change. All right, so on the next page, it talks about on the left-hand side, there's a table that talks about optimal temperature ranges for certain organisms, not just fish, some fish there, but also some insects. So take a look at that because you might have a question or two that has to do with that. Take note what the temperature is measured in degrees Celsius. Okay. One important aspect of water temperature is its effect on the solubility of gases. That means how well they dissolve, such as oxygen, and we know that we need dissolved oxygen in the water for living things. More gas can be dissolved in cold water than in warm water. Animals, such as salmon, that require a high level of dissolved oxygen, will only thrive in cold water. And we know that salmon, we've talked about this, are more well adapted to colder water in the ocean or in mountains, such as and trout in the mountains. Increased water temperature can also cause an increase in the photosynthetic rate of aquatic organisms or plants, excuse me, and algae. So photosynthesis increases if the water temperature goes up. This can lead to increased plant growth and algal blooms. That means algae overgrowing, which can be harmful to the local ecosystem because we talked about if algae overgrows and then dies, bacteria eat the dead decaying plants and algae, and they use up oxygen in the process. A change in water temperature can affect the general health of the aquatic organisms. So it can affect their overall health if the temperature of the water changes. So thus it could change the quality of a stream or a pond or a lake. And then again, table one lists the optimal temperature ranges of some aquatic organisms. So it optimal means that's where they best survive in those temperature ranges. When the water temperature becomes too hot or too cold, organisms become stressed, lowering their resistance to things like pollutants, diseases, and parasites. And finally, expected levels. Water temperatures can range from 0 degrees Celsius in the winter to above 30 degrees Celsius in the summer. Cooler water in a stream is generally considered healthier than warm water, but there are no definitive standards. In other words, those temperatures can change. There's no set exact temperature or standard. That's what that means, definitive. Problems generally occur when changes in the water temperature are noted along one stream on the same day. Some sample data is listed down below in table two, so that can just give you some ideas of water temperatures in some various larger rivers.